Oh, hello everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Bruin with the Bears. I'm Kathy Braun, the soccer coach here, and I'm really happy to be joined by our head swimming diving coach, Caleb Potman, for episode 5. Bruin with the Bears is sponsored by Shelburne Falls Coffee, which we're greatly appreciative of. Cheers to you, my friend.
Yes.
And I know you're not a coffee guy. What's your drink of the day here?
Hot cocoa.
With whipped cream or without?
I feel like I taste some whipped cream.
Okay, there you go.
I
Perfect
do.
Perfect day for it. It's a little chilly here, but it's crisp. And it's the fall weather I've personally finally been waiting for.
Yes.
I just started here a couple of months ago, literally. And what made this position appealing to you? What drew you in?
Yeah, well, I'm very impressed by the academic prestige of Smith. And so I was excited about the opportunity to work with very intelligent and driven student athletes that I, you know, selfishly thought could also bring more out of me and I could learn from them. I like the area. I have family and friends in Western Mass in this area, so there are some personal connections. When looking more into the athletics department, you know, seeing like there was this momentum, a lot of teams improving, the swim and dive team's been improving, which is exciting, you know, to think about as a coach, how you can maybe help that team continue to improve and take it to the next level. You know, and then now that I've been here a little while and like I was drawn here and now I'm drawn to want to stay here already. I feel really good about the choice. And I think a big reason that is that Kristen Hughes, I think she's like a super special leader, really inspiring. I love her speeches.
I'm like, I feel like I can play again.
I know. I choke. I'm like, you sure you don't want to coach again? But she's awesome. I think she's done a great job collecting a bunch of other great leaders that I think if I had to sum it up, I feel like everybody here cares.
Yeah.
And I think anybody who's at Smith, and I've only been here 2 months, probably knows exactly what I mean. Like the culture and people care. And it's not just the coaches or even the student athletes, and people like, you know, our admins, Ciara, Teresa, Donna, Jess, Kelsey, like everybody. They care, they advocate for the coaches as well as the student athletes. So it makes it it's been a really enjoyable experience here. And of course, I've loved coaching the team. They're really awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's the carrot that keeps us all going, right?
Yes.
We actually get to coach. So you talked a little bit about, you know, this your program specifically, swim and dive, showing some improvement. And that was one of the things that appealed to you. You actually started a program over at Stonehill.
Yes.
The women's swim and dive. And how has that experience, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to start a program from scratch. And you had some immediate impact on the place and its people, I can tell.
Yeah.
What have you carried from that into this experience, which has some, I imagine, some similarities, you know, some obvious differences, but also some similarities having that kind of work to do with recruiting and such.
I think staying present in the moment and one day, one practice at a time and not looking too far ahead. You know, when I was starting Stonehill, there's like these big dreams and visions of what the program can be, and you have to kind of just humble yourself and ground yourself that you're working with 6 athletes in year one. It's just going to take a day at a time. And so that's kind of my MO anyway, is to focus on the process and get really locked in on the details, and trusting that, you know, through hard work and we're like relentless consistency, you know, excellence will occur and those successes will be natural byproducts. Definitely very different too, because while I want this team to continue to improve, there's such a rich tradition, an incredible network of supportive alumni that love and care about the Wild Bunch, as they're affectionately referred to. So it's very different in a way, but there are some similarities. And I think what Stonehill really did for me was it just sort of solidified in me like the belief and conviction and, you know, staying focused on the process and being patient with that process. So that was a unique experience. I loved coaching those women. They were great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And then you transitioned, you headed to Texas. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, and you coached a club, and you worked with Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And you know, what was that like to work with some real elite level.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool.
Do
I need to say real elite level? I think elite level says it enough.
It's, yeah.
You know, like saying,
yeah, they're
like
world class.
Twins or something. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. How did you like that experience, and how does that inform sort of what you do now?
Well, I think A&M is, that's what got me into college coaching. I mm-hmm. think that's where I got bit by that bug. I'd been a club coach for so long and really was in a groove there, and just being around such mature athletes, so intrinsically motivated, and being around like legends of the sport, I think that's where I finally also got out of my own little personal bubble. For a while, I kind of was self-taught, didn't really have mentors. I started coaching at age of 19 in summers and age 22 right out of college, like year-round. And I think I did a pretty good job, but I also know I made a ton of mistakes, and I learned through those mistakes, but I didn't really ever have a mentor. And so getting to meet Steve Boltman, who led the women's team there, and Jay Holmes, Jason Kalanog, and Tanika Jamison, and Kalanog's now at South Carolina, and Tanika's head coach is Houston. I got to meet Austin Piotto, who was a volunteer, actually, of the women's, and he and I stay in touch, and he's doing a great job. He's the associate head coach at Washington State. But I think, like, just learning from all them was super humbling. It made me really appreciate having a mentor, and I've been, like, doing a mentor network ever since then, which has been really great. And I think it was, again, a reaffirming moment, learning more about technique, sets, strategies, but just seeing how locked in that team was at such a high level. I came at a really special time there, I think, because now, you know, Steve has since retired and Jay has since resigned. But like that was in the tail end of the women winning 5 straight SEC championships and placing 3rd at NCAA's 4 straight years. And to see them so locked in, like I'm going back to it, and they didn't talk about beating other teams. They didn't talk about play state came. They just talked about maximizing their opportunities to improve. They were so locked in on the details and process that was like, as if I need any more like validation for the approach I wanted to take, that was like, that
yeah,
finalized
it.
That
level,
yeah.
Like, that the winning, like you said, yeah. basically becomes not a byproduct, but it's a result of
yeah.
really good practices over time. I'm always curious when you coach a sport that's, you know, individual events, can you talk a little bit about, I mean, I know about it, but the importance of having that group feel like a team
and
the importance of that and what that does to develop individuals and have them learn what it's like to be part of that? Because I have talked to some coaches sometimes that have said with individual sports that, you know, say that sometimes that's one of the bigger challenges depending on how kids came up. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm lucky it's not a really big challenge on this team. They're locked in.
Yeah,
great,
yeah.
great team chemistry, great camaraderie. They honor a lot of traditions that have been passed down to them, and they're creating their own, too. It makes it, as a coach, obviously, way more fun to coach a team that's like that. So they're a ton of fun to coach. But I think, you know, it is an individual sport, but really only, I think, within its infrastructure. You know, individuals qualify for NCAAs and individual events, and relays qualify for NCAAs as a relay, and there's no team qualification on like soccer. You know, you can win a tournament and you're in. This doesn't really happen in swimming. So infrastructure is individual, but I think in practice it's anything but. I really think it's a team sport. I think hopefully I'm coaching athletes and we're recruiting athletes and we're building a team where, you know, if you spoke to someone who broke a school record or you spoke to someone that achieved an incredible individual, you know, feat, I think the first thing they would say is they couldn't do it without their teammates.
I think
you really lean on them to get through tough sets. And while you're working toward individual goals, there's also this sense of how do my individual events and goals layer in to the team? Where are we stronger? Where are we weaker? And you hope to have athletes in your team that ultimately push, when push comes to shove, they'll say, what do you need me to do, coach?
Yeah.
How can I help the team? So it's very team driven. And you set team goals just as much as you set individual goals. So I think that the team chemistry is really everything. You know, you don't really see many, you know, stars in our sport that go through it and they just had these one-on-one workouts their whole career. They were always on a team. They had teammates that pushed them.
And I can see that you've gotten, like, in the best sense of it, the buy-in from your athletes, because I can,
yeah.
know some of them and they're around. And
Okay, good. I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure you have. I mean, I wouldn't be doing
I'm sure sometimes I think I'm a little wonkers, but, you know,
yeah, but that's
they're patient
bad.
With me.
I mean, you're a coach.
I mean, I am, so, yeah.
You know, look what we all do. So, no, I think that's very cool. So you started coaching, you said, around 19 or so, and then in high school.
Yeah.
But when did you start swimming competitively, or why swimming? Like, what was... Was it?
God, I don't even know why. Yeah, I think I played all kinds of sports.
Did you?
I was pretty below average at a bunch of sports, which is, you know, great. So maybe all that together makes me good. I don't know. I liked swimming a lot. Started when I was 8. Did summer rec for a while and loved it. I don't know why swimming stood out to me. It just was so fun, and I have the most positive memories from it, and mm-hmm. I really couldn't tell you about any memories related to performance, maybe because I just wasn't very good, but I think...
A little late on that flip turn.
Yeah, maybe, but I think with swimming, I remember all the in-between moments, like so many athletes.
How you felt, right?
Yeah, I remember, you know, just staying late at the country club on the summer team I was on and like hanging out with my buddies and we'd play soccer, or staying late to help out with little kids as they got older to give back. I remember, you know, just going to Al's French Fries. It's like a popular spot in Burlington after meets with the team. I remember even in college, my freshman year, I somehow got roped into a pizza eating contest in the bus with a diver who was twice my size, like 6'5", 220. I almost won. I lost, though. I think we ate like over 12 slices each. It was pretty disgusting. That was rough. But I remember it.
Slices of pizza.
It's all the in-between stuff, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know, that you just build... That's what I'm saying. Swimming is just as much a team sport as any other sport.
Yeah.
It's what goes on in the locker room.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's you take away from it. And I think I wasn't the most successful athlete, but I think even talking to former athletes I've coached, that's what they talk about. They don't talk about the natty cuts they got or winning. I mean, they talk about that a little bit, but it's not the first thing they talk about. They talk about all the stuff in between. So that's what I take away too. And I hope that I'm able to take a small part on this team and creating space for those memories to form and mm-hmm. exist.
Do you have a favorite swimmer? Like, do you have an Olympian, or do you have a favorite? When my team dives in for tackles, I always channel like Greg Louganis, because that's where diving should be, not when you're trying to tackle a ball. But do you have Katie Ledecky or somebody that's
I mean, she's a beast.
Somebody that you've coached, or
yeah, I like Maya Dorado. Maya Dorado is really cool. Stanford kind of had a big upset victory in the Olympics. I think they're all blurred together now, and so she's great. I love Kate Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good, versatile swimmer. Rebecca Soni, I loved her breaststroke. There's been a lot of really cool swimmers. Obviously, like, everybody loves Phelps, but just from what he did for the sport. Ryan Murphy, I love his underwaters. I don't know. But I don't know if I ever really had a favorite. I really enjoyed learning from Shane Cassis, who's still crushing it now, and just the little time I got to spend watching him at A&M when he was a freshman there. And everyone's like, oh, this guy's going to be pretty big, and he's been pretty big, made some Olympic teams and won some world championships, and learning... I think one of my favorite athletes would be, shout out BB, shout out Bethany Gallott. She was A&M. She might still have a school record there. Just a great story of just how you don't let outcome be the determinant of your self-worth. You know, she at the 2016 Olympic trials, so to make the Olympic team in swim, you have to get second place.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be third, you can't be fourth, you gotta be one of the best two in the country. And she got third in 4 events and didn't make the team. And you just think, well, how do you not just fold after that? And just her conviction for her, was it her conviction, her faith? But just like her belief that, you know, whatever happened in the race, you know, her teammates loved her, her parents loved her, like she had it. And like, that was so cool to like just talk with her and learn from her about that. So she was really inspiring. And it's not a name that many people probably know, because you didn't get to the big spotlight, but I mean, she was as good as you could get.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
just yeah. So that was pretty fun. Yeah.
You know, we're sitting in some Adirondack chairs, and you're a national parks guy.
Yes.
You like to do. So
good research.
Do you have like what? Have you been to a lot of national parks? And are you hiking? Are you camping? What do you
all of
doing
it?
The whole
hiking, camping.
I mean, where you grew up too. Like, what a playground. And
camping is not camping. I'm sorry if you're in like a trailer. That's glamping.
Okay.
I'm in a tent.
Got it.
Sometimes no mat. Just put me on the rocks. Put me on the earth.
All right. Do you want to just go sit up on the dirt here?
I'll take a nap up there after. Yeah. No, we like to hike.
Get some hammocks. Yeah, that's
hammocks
cool.
Are cool. I'm into hammocks. Yeah.
Do you carry one?
Except like the nylon ones. I feel like they're gonna trap you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a little cocoon like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have trouble with MRIs too and stuff. Are you a little claustrophobic?
I never need an MRI.
Yeah, that's good. You will someday.
No.
We all do.
Not me.
No, not you.
I drink hot cocoa.
I know, with whipped cream.
Better believe it.
You got a lot of food groups in there. You got some dairy and, you know, chocolate.
It's good for the soul.
Sure. Do you have a favorite national park? Or do you have... Like, would you ever do all the peaks? Like, is that something you'd want to do, like, in the Adirondacks?
I mean, Acadia is so great. There's so many memories there. I've been there a lot. Great Smokies. Awesome. Some really special hikes there and some really cool streams that I was able to swim in. And there's nothing like a mountain stream. It's cold, but so refreshing. And maybe Great Smokies stick out. And that was a great trip Olivia's my wife had. And it was awesome. We did like Smokies for a few days, then went west to Nashville. And that was awesome. I don't know. Tennessee was really fun. And
yeah.
I don't know if I've been a national park in Alaska. I don't know exactly where we were, but Alaska was like a life-changing trip that was... You gotta go. It's amazing. Yeah. No, I love the outdoors. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite places to go here right now is just walk across and down by Paradise Pond, just on that trail by the Mill River.
Yep.
It's a like fun little trail. The river there is beautiful. Yeah, it's nice.
For sure.
I like the outdoors. Yeah.
That's very cool. Like this has been awesome.
Okay.
I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, great.
I'm happy to be that we get to, you know, be on this journey together a little bit, and I love what you're doing with the team so far.
Okay.
Let's do this again informally at some point. Shelburne Falls Coffee, we're really happy that you provided us with our...
And hot cocoa.
With our drinks. And goodbye, everybody. Till next time, go Bears!
Go Bears!